Hello, Chia.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi. You okay. know, I think what throws us is this software program that we use, Iris. It gives us 5 seconds to kind of get our shit together.
And we need longer.
We need like a good week.
Like a couple. How old are we? We need decades.
Yeah. Decades. Yeah. And speaking of getting our shit together, I promised myself I wasn't going to talk about bar shampoo tonight. But I have to. I don't know about your experience, cool. Gia, but my hair looks more and more like a tumbleweed.
Well, are you opting out of conditioner because it's not in a bar form now? Because
last night
can't do that.
No. Last night I conditioned first, and then I bar shampooed, and then I conditioned again.
Okay.
And I still had to apologize to my coworkers in this morning's Zoom meeting because I look ridiculous.
aren't built the same because I've been enjoying my bar shampoo, but I don't, this is kind of stupid. We're just talking about like how we handle our hair now, but I tend to like only wash my hair like every other day.
Because that might help. That might help.
Yeah. Cause it just can't handle it. Cause it's, cause it's fly away. It's crazy, you know? So I always condition, but I only wash it like every other day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in an exciting development tonight, I was at the store. This is what passes for excitement in my life. At the grocery store, I thought, well, let's see what they have for bar shampoo. And they had one by Kiss My Face that was a combination shampoo, conditioner, all in one.
I used to love the Kiss My Face stuff. Yeah, I haven't seen that.
It's a nice product.
Yeah.
So I'll try that.
You're going to try that? Okay.
I'll try that and I'll report back.
Report back. I watched, I caught the tail end of a Nova. You ever watch Nova on PBS?
Once in a while, sure. But I guess by once in a while, I mean no, never.
You're just trying to make yourself look good. Oh, I love it.
I know.
I'm so smart. I'm so brainy. So I caught the tail end of Nova last night, and it was about freaking plastic. I was like, oh my God. Like, this is everywhere. Just so hot right now. I'm so cutting my butt. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what you are.
Yeah. One of the stats was that 91% of plastic goes in the landfill. Only 9% is being successfully recycled.
Turned into very expensive Adirondack chairs.
Right.
Or jeans.
Yeah. So what's going on is that it's not up to us anymore. Somebody's going to have to tackle this, you know?
Yeah.
Like you and I using bar shampoo is not gonna, you can't even put a dent in 91% of plastic because there's so many different kinds of plastics, you know?
Yeah.
And well, it gets contaminated. And then China, like, I don't know, a couple of years ago, quit taking plastic.
Right. Cause we were sending them all kinds of shit.
Right. And so, so like, this problem has to be tackled, and it's going to have to be tackled by brainy people, like the people that made the plastic in the first place.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gia, I know you're probably right, but I feel that even though I looked absurd in my morning Zoom meeting,
you felt like justified.
Well, I felt like the topic of bar shampoo came up. So,
you brought it up, right?
Yeah. And one of the people in the meeting didn't even know such a thing existed. So, you know, maybe we can raise a little awareness. And even though, you know, it's not working aesthetically, it's still environmentally, perhaps, you know, making a little bit of a difference. So, you know, I feel like
You feel good about yourself.
No, never.
No,
never.
Okay.
But I don't think we can give up. You know, I think maybe somehow.
Well, I like mine. I guess yeah. You need to try the one you gave me, the chicken.
Yeah, I need to go get some of that. Yeah. Or maybe the kiss my face kind will be good.
I mean, not that I look good or anything, but.
I know, that's the irony. I really don't even care if I look good. You know?
My modeling career is behind me. So.
Yeah. Right.
And it's tip of the iceberg shampoo. We're talking just
right.
Like, if you think about your whole freaking day and the plastic.
I know. Yeah, and I've got to really take a hard look at laundry detergent and go in a different route than the big plastic bottle. That's ridiculous.
Well, and are you recycling your plastic already?
Well, yeah, we take them, you know, and sort them at the dump. But you know, I still think it all gets.
I still
up
think
into
it
one.
Does. I know because yeah. it gets yeah. contaminated. Like, because if you, like, I'm probably the one that's contaminating it because I'm trying to put every single plastic item I have into, whatever bin, and it's probably meaning that they have to dump that entire load. You know, so probably being good intentioned is probably screwing the whole thing up. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either.
I'm kind of giving up. I mean, like, I've freaked out. You know, I wake up at night in a sweat thinking about plastic. And, but I'm starting to let that go because I'm like, well, I don't have kids or grandkids. Great. You know.
Right. Yeah. You can start thinking, like, who gives a shit what happens after we die?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's going to reach a tipping point. And people are going to be like, and I think people already are.
Yeah.
Smart people are going to have to be like, we can't continue like this.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not sustainable. It's just not sustainable.
Well, I just saw a little headline that Heinz, I think, was going to start, I think, assessing their packaging. I didn't really click on it, but it looked like, you know, I think companies are starting to realize that they don't have to wait for laws to change to do like good things, you know?
Well, maybe, but you cannot rely, you cannot... it can't be like being conscientious. It can't be like, oh, we want people to like, out of the goodness of their heart.
No, it's got to be good business too.
It's got to be good business. Yeah. It just has to be. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. I should have gotten drunk before this podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am.
No. I got a beautiful new bottle of gin. But I'm gonna wait. Well,
Oh, you're waiting for something. Okay.
I'll wait till maybe Saturday.
They do make beautiful bottles for liquor. They're very.
And that was entirely how I made my choice at the store.
I do that too. Yeah, that's all
right. Yeah. Okay. Uh huh. I also bought a bottle of limoncello. Have you ever tried that?
What is it? I don't even know what you're
I'm not sure,
about.
But I like the idea that it's lemony.
Is it a liquor?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to have to do a little research and see if there's like a signature cocktail that you use limoncello with. But I'll get back to you on that and the shampoo conditioner bar.
All right. I've been using a key lime juice in my seltzer because they were out of lemon juice. And I was like, key lime juice, that sounds fun. And it's very, I like it.
Okay. It's like, yeah, I like a lime.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I don't know if the key lime is different, but it's kind of fun. And
you know, on this night in particular, more than any other night that we've podcast, I feel like nobody's going to be listening to us on this one. So if you want to confess to a murder or something, Gia, I think you'll be safe.
Safe, yeah. Because I don't know. Do they want us to talk about hospital more or less? You know,
I think some. I think some would be
shut up completely.
I'm pretty sure they're done with the bar shampoo topic.
I think that I've seen an Instagram where Carly, in real life, the actress, has been peddling a particular bar shampoo. I might have that wrong, but I feel like I've seen that. So she.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, okay. All right.
And she has lovely hair, so.
Sure, sure. I was thinking about that today.
Were you? Okay.
I was. I It was.
Her lovely hair.
Yeah. Well, I was, when I was watching, I was thinking, there's that hair. You know, her hair is a big feature.
It's a presence. It's a bit of
it
a
is presence. A presence. It's like the moss on her kitchen counter.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
So now we're sort of slowly easing into hospital.
All right. It only took us like a half hour.
No, I know you don't remember Tuesday at all, but I would like to go back to Tuesday because I thought it was a very good episode, especially for a Tuesday.
All right.
We had several sort of duos.
With what?
Okay. Like okay. We had Nina and Sunny in Sunny's apartment. Nina mm-hmm. was like sort of like she's looking kind of crazed these days, you know.
Kinda. Oh my
like,
god.
Like so like, you know, like manic
out
kind of.
To yeah. Lunch. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like and I felt like she was like going like deeper and deeper into herself like or her, this crazy part of herself.
It's like it's mania, you know.
Yeah. 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 And I felt like that was kind of nice that she felt like, well, she couldn't really help herself, but doing this in front of Sunny and Sunny not like being completely like, whoa, this lady is nuts, you know?
Yeah. I mean, more and more, I feel like they're a really strong couple.
Yeah. And he enough. Had,
I don't,
yeah.
I don't know if they're likable, but they're strong.
Right. Right. And I really kind of loved when he was talking to her. He said, you know, we both had things like ripped out of us or something.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, yeah. What was
we were broken. We're both
like,
broken.
We're a lot or something.
What yeah, was yeah. That we're was how lot. He finished yeah. it. We're yeah. a lot. Yeah, I thought yeah. that was, and I was thinking also, like some of what he was saying at first, I was thinking, you know, like what if this were Drew saying this? Because he talks kind of that way too, but somehow coming out of Sunny's mouth, it was palatable. Whereas if it was coming from Drew, it would have been
well,
like,
yeah, because it, yeah, like you were trying to picture Drew and Carly having that conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah you know,
nah. It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen.
And maybe it was something about like Sunny said, you know, have you hurt people? And he's like, I've hurt people, you know. Yeah. And I kind of yeah. like that yeah. there was that sort. Like he wasn't acting like he was better than her, and he needed to break it down for. He was just kind of like, sort of like talking about how they both were really as people.
And yeah, like, yeah, they yeah. were like he was just sort of being really honest about
yeah.
himself yeah. and her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he was trying to like, whoa, lady, you know, put the brakes on. You're like, you're
yeah,
coming
yeah,
coming apart at the seams. And I thought she was great. Both couple of days of great
yeah.
stuff from
yeah.
her. I thought, you know, just and I like how they like left her kind of like with no makeup or less
right
makeup and,
right yeah
and, just really open and vulnerable and mm-hmm. and cray cray
yep. yep yep
yeah
but she doesn't manic. Seem to be scaring yeah. Sunny as much as he knows she's sort of like she needs to pump the brakes a little bit, but he's not like nothing about this is making him shy away from her, you know.
No, I know, yeah, he's just like moving in. Yeah, it's kind of amazing really.
Yeah, and, so that yeah. seems like a rare thing to see in
it is
any
a rare,
sort of a
it is, you're right. Good point. God, Keisha, that's really that's really profound. I mean, I'm a little drunk, but that seems
I know. I was going to say, America, she's drunk.
She's been sipping on the cup of vodka for hours. Yeah.
So that was one thing I thought was great about Tuesday. And okay. then we also had, God, what else did we have Tuesday? I know there were some other conversations going on. Oh, there was Heather and Ryan.
Oh yeah.
Scary and Heather couple. like yeah. all, and I thought it was an interesting parallel because she's talking about her daughter and how desperate she is to get back with her, you know.
Yeah,
and she's lost all this time.
Yeah, she's just as like her craziness, and then you see Nina, who's out on the outside. And
yeah, yeah, not much different.
Similar, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So that was interesting. I thought
they're
and
both
then
so
I,
hungry. They're just hungry. They're
oh,
like,
oh, so yeah. starved. Yeah. yeah. But then it was also kind of fun and interesting to me that when Esme was at the hospital still, and Victor came to visit her.
Oh yeah.
It was kind of funny. She's like, "Who are you?" And he's like, "What?" Like, yeah, he couldn't believe, like, somebody didn't know who he was, you know? So that I enjoyed. And I'm finding that I do like Esme more, because she does seem like she's more like a normal person now that she doesn't remember being a psychopath. Yeah,
but she's starting to show some, like, self-preservation instincts.
Yeah, right. Like Heather, like, glomming on to her. Whoa. Yeah, yeah. You know, you can't suck my life out of me. And then meanwhile, this was a bit ridiculous, in Paris.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was all quite silly. It was like, what? Like, how are you?
I like how first they show us a picture of the Eiffel Tower, but they have to tell us Paris, you know, France. Thank you.
Yeah. Paris where? Paris, Texas? Paris.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, I was thinking it would have been nice if somewhere along the way, Valentin and Anna could have admitted either to themselves or each other that they're really pretty shitty at what they do, you know?
They're so shitty at it, but yeah, they're never going to acknowledge that.
Like, I mean, they don't. They still seem to think they're sort of hot shit, you know?
They're hot shit spies that wear high heels, you know?
And rely on, like, 8-year-olds for intel, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that seemed all kind of ridiculous. I kind of preferred that to, like, cutting away to some other stupid story, you know, because we haven't seen much of them lately. But
but I hate that was the stupid, that they're the stupid story now.
Right, they are actually a stupid story.
You are the stupid story.
Yeah. So anyway.
But I did kind of like Valentine's little silly face when the, you know, the old girlfriend was like, on him, and, you know, he was looking flushed and silly.
And of course now they seem to have walked right into a trap, right?
Yeah, because they're so stupid.
Maybe the little boy will save them.
They're the worst spies in the world.
They're terrible. Either the little boy might save them or Felicia, you know?
But, yeah, Felicia will come along.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see how that pans out, but not looking too good for them. Although Anna definitely has her suspicions about this woman.
She does, but I don't know. But I just doubt the wisdom of constantly wearing high heels as a spy.
Also, I do too. Yeah. Yeah. And they certainly are taking their sweet time, you know, getting to Lucy.
And suddenly this whole Lucy thing, like, oh, Lucy, like, nobody's cared about Lucy for months.
Right.
It seems like, and suddenly we're all worried about Lucy. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, there was a lot to like, I thought, on Tuesday, and then it all kind of continued Wednesday and today. I felt like they sort of stuck with the whole Willow thing, which is good, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Willow, and Michael's justifiably quite angry at his mother.
Yeah. I'd like kind of when he said he didn't know if he could forgive her. I guess he was talking to Joss at that point. And I thought, you know, how many people are you going to say that about Michael? Because, you know, he's going to build this wall of hate around, you know, himself.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? And of course, I thought, oh, yes, Joss is sort of justifying Carly.
Yeah. You know, yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Which I like. You know, I like how tight Carly and Joss are.
Yeah, and Joss, I think, is starting to like this gray area that you can live in, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we had a lot of Cam and Spencer today.
Yeah.
I love both those boys. I really do.
I do, too. I like
to sound like Mrs. Robinson, but they're just both delectable, you know?
Yeah.
I like that, like, sort of peaches and cream complexion and you know,
and he wants to let go of the hate, you know. He wants
to let go of the
That's
hate
his part.
And Spencer's like a weirdo young man, but I just love him. He's like, I don't know. I don't like how he's trying to, like, the whole point that he keeps trying to make with Cam is that, like, oh, there's, you know, what it's leading to is that there's got to be a guy Josh would have just done this without a guy, you know, and it's like, don't be cruel. He doesn't need to, you know, think about that.
Right. Yeah. He's acting like Joss is cruel, but that when he lets that sort of reach Cam, that's cruel.
But I liked their little conversation. That was fun.
Yeah, I did too. And I liked when Spencer said to Joss that Cam was the sweetest kid in the world, you know. That was
It's true. It's kind of true.
Yeah. And I also, I liked seeing Spencer and Ava put their heads together.
Oh, right. Oh, I meant to bring that up. You've been wanting this forever.
I have, although I don't know if I want them to, like, go down this path, you know?
Trying to take the baby away.
The baby thing just seems like, you know, what do you want with a baby,
Spencer? Yeah, I don't see Spencer with a baby. He doesn't, I can't see him with a baby at all.
But I do like him and Ava, like, respecting each other.
Right, So, well, that could provide some fun for us.
Yeah, you know,
we'll see what happens. But I mean, the baby thing may never come to pass anyway. But
right, and I do really like Ava. Just the way she talks, you know, to him and stuff. I just like that.
Yeah, she's so like solid or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like weird to say about like this sort of shady character.
Right. But she like telling him, you know, you've got to tell Trina, you really think you're going to rebuild this relationship, you know? So it's like, he needs that sort of check.
No.
You know?
And speaking of Trina, that brings us back to the less delectable storylines.
This story. My God.
What's going on? Like, are we missing something? What am I missing about the Curtis and his father and the Portia and
like forcing him to play a solo
and they're like what what the hell, what the fuck, I use the F word, but what the fuck is up with that storyline?
I was like are you serious, like you two are gonna corner this guy and tell him he's gotta play clarinet
solo at our wedding because
and yeah like acting like
love
right like right
solo clarinet song.
Like he lays out why he doesn't want to do that, you know, and supposedly they're, you know, compassionate people. You know, supposedly, it's all about the love, but you know, if he really loved them, he would risk his mental health.
Right. It's all you've got to show, you know, Curtis that you're on board with being his father
and why he couldn't do that like with an ensemble instead of
exactly like problem solved, play with a band. Can they not afford a band? I know people charge more for a wedding than they do for a regular bar gig.
But probably Pop would play for free, right?
Play for free, and you could just throw in, like, open bar, whatever, you know. Like, it's ridiculous. And I don't know. Even Portia having straight hair couldn't overcome
I was like, did she use bar shampoo and it had the opposite effect?
Did you like it or not like the straight hair?
It looked like it was such a weird, like, flat compared to her other hair
I liked it, but I was taken aback by it. It was so different. She's very beautiful. She's really tremendously beautiful. That's a weird phrase.
I think I would have liked it if she'd started out that way. Yeah, it took me a little while to get used to the flatness of it. But
storyline, like, why are they pursuing this all this shit with Marshall? I don't know where they're going with it. You're not schizophrenic, you know, like, why don't you get retested? It doesn't sound like you're schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you want to not be schizophrenic? Like, what is he?
The only positive thing I got out of it was like when they showed the preview of tomorrow's episode and he blows up, I thought, oh gosh, maybe he'll kill Portia. That would be nice. You know.
Speaking of which, I liked when Nina said something about she wanted to kill Carly, and I was
yikes.
And she's speaking to Liesl, like that could happen.
Who normally could give her some pointers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's busy, going off to kill Esme.
So. I know. Like, hasn't anybody said, like, we're dropping Esme as a suspect? And, likely that,
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't know. But I hope Liesl kind of
wakes
up.
Schizophrenic people I've known, you don't want to be schizophrenic. If there's a chance you're not schizophrenic, you're going to be like, okay, awesome. Let's find out.
It's also the way Portia keeps coming at him. It's clear that she's got her own agenda,
What is her agenda? I have lost a thread of this.
I don't think there ever was a thread. It was always ridiculous.
Well, thread was that Trina was...
Might be a carrier.
But now we think that Marshall is not Curtis's biological father, right?
I guess.
So, that was implied strongly.
It's all messy. So back. We don't know. Obviously this wedding is going to be a disaster.
And I'm so annoyed. It's like one of the cliche Valentine's. Exactly. God.
Yeah.
Although I will say, when I was out buying my Coke bottle jeans, they already had like stuff out for Valentine's.
And yeah. Yeah.
I was sorely tempted to buy this heart sweater, and then I was like, I live in Florida, like when am I gonna wear a heart sweater?
Never, probably.
I'm tempted by the cutesy heart stuff.
I'm sorry
to admit that. And I mean, maybe if you wore a heart sweater, people wouldn't look at your hair.
They would be stunned if they saw me in a heart sweater, I think.
I have a sweater with a French bulldog on it, but I never get to wear it. I know. It is cute, but it's too hot here. Anyway, I don't know. That storyline is like, God, I mean, they're lucky I remember anything about the earlier stuff. The schizophrenic, not schizophrenic. Curtis's dad, not Curtis's dad,
I just don't understand why they've made it so convoluted,
It's very convoluted, and there's always this like weird drama happening around Marshall and Curtis. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just annoyed because I used to like Curtis quite a lot. And I find him pretty annoying and kind of a bit of a like patriarchal dick.
He's like a dick and a pussy at the same time. Sorry, that was awful. But, sitting there and like working on the seating arrangement, it's like, seriously?
Yeah.
What is that? That nonsense. Yeah. I don't know.
Wedding. Yeah. Caring about wedding shit. So, I mean, maybe we're more like dudes. So that's probably.
I think we might be.
We might be. Yeah.
I guess more of a dude than Curtis is. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I think it's probably bad for us and bad for Curtis. I think you're right.
I wonder how that actor feels about this change in his character.
He's got a very sparkly necklace on these days. What's up with that very sparkly necklace? Have you noticed that?
I didn't actually. I think I was
frequently wears sparkly like diamond studs.
Yeah, that's true.
He's super handsome.
He is. And he really is such like so naturally cool,
Right. And they've made him uncool, which must be really hard.
It seems like it would be hard.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I don't like the storyline. Let's just say that.
And but just like, if anybody like who had never watched the show before somehow like watched that scene, they'd be like,
what the hell? That's so weird. Yeah. And I don't
clarinets like, are dangerous.
Yeah. I don't like thinking about Taggart finding out he's not a father.
Yeah. That too.
That's going to make me very sad because I love Taggart.
I know you have a strange love for Taggart.
I do.
Maybe, Yeah.
No, it's a forbidden love. For Taggart.
He hopes so.
I don't think he does. I don't think anybody hopes for my forbidden love. Oh, anyway, unless I'd stayed at that bar later and had a few more vodkas than there.
Yeah.
There might have been somebody vying for my forbidden love. But anyway. My. Oh, no, I don't mean anybody in particular. I just mean you stay at a bar long enough drinking then vodka. You're something's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Lucky or unlucky.
Right. Lucky in quotes.
Yeah. Well, what else happened today? Did we have anything else exciting?
Well, let's see. Also we had, which I thought was nice, we had Sasha and Chase when they came to the hospital. I guess this might have been yesterday, or I can't remember what day it was, but yeah, I thought it was kind of good that it was Sasha talking to Willow about Nina, because Sasha's one of the few people who still loves Nina.
Yeah.
And also like from the point of view of a mother who's lost a child, it seemed like, she was uniquely qualified to counsel.
Yeah
exactly. Willow. Exactly. Yeah. So I think she kind of helped Willow come around to the idea of,
Sasha is a lovely character, really, all around.
She is. And I mean, I'm glad that she seems like she's got her feet under her, but at the same time, it seems like they just sort of avoided that story altogether, you know, of her.
You mean overcoming how she got her feet under her, overcoming the drug addiction kind of
stuff? Yeah. Mm. You know, like they just kind of sidestepped that.
They did, yeah. They didn't show her going through, you know, withdrawal or whatever, anything, yeah. But yeah, who knows? She might be kicked right back into it when it's revealed that Gladys has gambled away her fortune.
Yeah, giving it to a douche like Cody.
To Cody or to
To Selena via Cody.
Yeah. But I don't know. I like Sasha. Sasha just seems like good people, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. She always seems sincere.
Yeah. Even though she like lied to Nina, like she came on as a liar. She seemed like a really solid person.
Yeah. And willing to admit she's wrong, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
Humble.
She reminds me, looks wise, of the Hemingway family, the Mariel and Margot
Hemingway.
There's something in her like cheekbone structure.
I see what you're saying there.
And I guess that's a little bit of a drug addiction family too.
There you go.
Which was the one? It was very sad. The one that died or committed suicide, was it Margot or Mariel?
I think it might have been. It wasn't Mariel. Mariel, I don't think. It might have been Margot.
One was like a model.
Yeah, that was Margot. Yeah.
Maybe it was Margot. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Or they might have had another sister. I can't remember. But what would you think if Sasha and Chase actually got back together as a couple?
They would be beautiful.
Wouldn't they?
They would have beautiful children, beautiful babies.
They'd be so decent, unless, you know.
Exactly. They're both very decent people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I kind of liked seeing Chase just today, like in that role as just a friend, you know, and not in the like Brooklyn sort of tug of war thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I feel like they are screen testing a lot of characters right now. Like, how about Chase and Sasha? Or how about Cody and Sasha? How about Cody and whoever? And how about, you know, like they're just throwing people together to see what. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me wonder, like, do they have polls out there? Like, and why aren't they asking us, you know?
Well, yeah,
about
I guess.
What we want.
I think why aren't we the important? Answer to that?
We're pretty important. I mean, How's our podcast doing? What are our numbers looking like?
Our numbers are holding steady, Gia. I think we have
holding steady. That just means like there's like 100 people that listen to us now and then.
I think that's okay. We've got our awesome. Friends it's in awesome, the Barbados but... area. Hello, hello,
hello, Barbados. Yeah.
Hello, Mexico. Hello, Sweden. Sweden. We have a person in Sweden. That's Sweden. Exciting.
Okay.
Yeah. What was I going to say though? One other thing that was nice and refreshing to see suddenly was Austin when he came into the room where Nina was.
Yeah.
I thought he looked very handsome today. In his
well, I thought
suit.
He looked a lot like Franco. And therefore, handsome.
Handsome.
Yes. Yeah. And I thought, okay, what are they going to do with him? And I like the whole Mason, right? Did that storyline just get dropped because the Maxi romantic storyline got dropped? Like,
I don't think so.
Like I don't
think so. Cause in the preview, there was something about him talking in the phone about like being tired of being told what to do or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, geez, that again. But yeah, that's tiresome. Yeah.
We had a moment today where our whole, like, it was super windy, blustery here today, and we're the people that still have the antenna, like, antenna TV. Yeah. And it went down, and I had to, re-scan and find my channel again. Yeah, and it was a whole different number, so I missed a bit of stuff.
Oh, today. I see.
And I can't find PBS again, and now how am I going to watch the Nova episode about plastic? I don't know.
Well, aren't you you're a member or something, right? So can you look it up online?
Yeah, I could probably just find it online. Yeah, whatever.
I think so.
But I'm not like I need to lose more sleep about plastic. I mean, the thing is, I'm calming down. Like, you people with children, I'm talking to you. You're the ones that have to worry about it. I'm dying soon. What do I care? You know?
Right, yeah.
I'm taking my shit in. I'm recycling whatever I can. The rest of you are going to have to make some like sea changes, like serious, like huge, massive changes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
And I guess that will happen when there's a tipping point or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what that will look like, but it feels like it's coming.
It feels like it's coming, and I probably won't be around to see it, but you know, there are so many smart people in the world. I feel like it'll get figured out. I feel optimistic that it will get figured out.
Okay. All right, Gia.
And I feel like trying to like pressure people and making them feel, you know, shitty about not recycling or whatever, like that doesn't work. It has to be a viable solution.
Right. Right.
Not like a moral, like judgy thing. It's got to be viable, in the market world,
right?
Or whatever,
right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And that may be how the whole world works, and that may be my massive drunken revelation tonight. And I won't think of it tomorrow, but tonight I feel almost comforted by that.
Yeah, you sound kind of inspired in a way tonight, Gia.
A little bit. I mean, it's a little bit of like when you realize, like, what the fuck do I care? I'm out of here shortly.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I think there's freedom in that.
Yeah, I agree. But I think at the same time, it's unfortunate. A lot of politicians feel that way too. You know, they're like, fuck it. I don't need to make policies that protect future generations. I just got to care about right now.
Right now. Know? Yeah, that is unfortunate. But
yeah.
Can you believe that Santos guy? I know we shouldn't get political, but I can't believe it.
I think that's what's known as a pathological liar, isn't it? Like, he'll just say anything.
Psychopath of some kind.
Yeah.
Stuff that's coming up. It's like, what?
I don't understand people that, like, vote for somebody like that.
Well, it was pre all this stuff coming out, but
I guess.
Like, wowza, this
but
guy
you think
is
they
like,
would all be like, you know, wow, okay, clearly this was a mistake. You
there's
know,
no let's... mechanism to get rid of him, I guess, but it's like, wow, this is, like, crazy stuff coming out.
Yeah, Yeah, like you can just say something like, you know, oh, I drove by like Madison Square Garden and oh, I had a concert there, sold out, you know? It's
Exactly, yeah. It's like, wow.
like
It's yeah, it's jaw-dropping
Yeah,
anyway.
it is. Yeah.
Crazy times we're living in. What else about General Hospital? Anything that you want to say? Are you happy? Are you happy lately about General Hospital?
I think they've done a very good job. I think there's been good writing. I think there's been
Okay.
very, very good acting
Yep, I think so too.
lately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like what you brought out about Sonny and Nina. Like I like that scene too with them, this where he's trying to calm her down and but
But
I
not, but yeah, calming her down, not by telling her that she's like acting crazy, you know?
Right, like by accepting her, by accepting her, you know, as is, yeah. Which is pretty cool and maybe something that he and Carly didn't have, you know. The he and Carly thing is almost like not it, just a distant memory for me. I'm not even,
I
I
don't
mean, that
miss
may be more
that.
about me than them, but
Well, it does seem like he's evolved, and whether he's evolved into a better person or not, it doesn't matter, but he's evolved
yeah.
into a person who like fits with Nina.
Yeah. I mean, and she's still delusional and justified, you know. I mean, she's, you know, like it's, I'm talking more about him evolving, like you were saying, than her, because she's like all this crap she's spouting. It's like, come on, you did the same and worse to Carly,
Yes, the
you know.
same and worse. That's right.
And none of that is fresh in her memory, apparently.
I was a little disappointed in Carly for sort of sticking to her line that this was all to protect Willow, you know? Because I feel like at some point, was she talking to Willow? She did kind of, it seemed like she was being more honest, you know?
With Willow, maybe, than with Sunny, almost, oddly enough. Willow came across as like really wise with her conversation with both Carly and Nina, you know. Even
I
though
thought
she's the
so too.
younger woman,
She's pretty grounded though.
she's pretty grounded. She's dying.
And she's doing some excellent hospital bed acting.
Yes, with the pale powder on. Anyways, good stuff. I'm liking it. I'm happy lately.
Me
Some
too.
sometimes are really not happy, but maybe just because I'm a little bit drunk with the vodka, but I'm pretty happy for the past couple days.
Me too. And they were, except for the like clarinet fiasco, it's just
Oh
like
yeah. Well,
it
that
feels
was
like
like
there
a
was,
side story that, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
mostly good stuff.
Mostly good. I don't know. I like those people. Honestly, I even like Marshall now.
Yeah, I don't mind Marshall. I mean, he's seeming like kind of a like a good guy next to these two, you know?
I think I like Marshall more than Curtis right now, which is like
That's the thing. That's
he's like just so weird. Yeah.
the thing they do. They make
I
somebody
know,
like
like it's
who
crazy
you
with
don't
it.
like, they put
Yeah.
him next to someone else who's even more disappointing in
I'm
them.
so I don't know. By Valentine's, maybe it will sort itself out. We'll see.
Maybe. It's hard to imagine Jordan gives a shit anymore about the truth or,
I
you know.
know. Why would she? Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Enough
Anyway.
already. Anyway. Okay. Well, people, thanks so much in Sweden and Barbados and wherever you are. That's fantastic. Wow. I'm amazed. I'm thinking of that. Now I'm thinking of that Paul McCartney. I won't do it, but all
Okay.
right.
Maybe I'm
Yeah.
amazed. Yeah, that sounds
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Don't sing it. Don't sing it. Don't sing it. We'll be
I'm
in
not
trouble.
gonna sing it. I'm not gonna
Okay.
sing it. These
Okay.
people have suffered enough.
They really have. We'll stop now. We'll
Yeah,
stop.
we'll stop. And maybe next time we'll talk less about bar shampoo. I would like to say that that's gonna be the case, but
Well, mine's still hanging in pretty tough, you know. It's gonna be around a while, and I just need a bar conditioner, and then
Yeah, well, I'll let you know how this other one works out.
I think it's fun that we've that we've taken these steps, you know.
Maybe we can just keep going. We'll just keep expanding, keep
going,
you know.
Keep going, yeah. Yep.
This experiment.
Yep. Good for us. Good on us.
Yeah.
We're doing this for you, people.
We're heroes.
We're winners. All right. Well, we'll talk in a few days. And,
okay, Gia.
All right. Stay fluffy.
Okay. Oh, I can't help but to stay fluffy.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.